Insights, a podcast by Pharma.ero.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to our podcast. With a special edition today, we are exploring the critical trends and challenges that are shaping the future of healthcare logistics. Our guest today is Frank van Gelder, Secretary General of Pharma.ero. Welcome, Frank.
Good day, everyone.
Pharma.ero is in a unique position as it brings together all segments of the healthcare supply chain, from the manufacturing to the last mile, therefore having a detailed view of what's happening. So what do you see as major trends that are currently influencing the innovation in the healthcare?
The three major trends we see in a global population today, first of all, growing population globally. We have reached 8 billion people around the world, and it's growing faster even as we speak. And probably by the end of 2024, we would have 8.2 billion people. So this means that there is a fast acceleration in global population growth. That's one major trend. So more people, more healthcare needed. One. Two, the fact within that population, we see within, I would call it the population pyramid of age, we see that the pyramid becomes flatter and flatter, resulting in older people. So the percentage of older people in the global population is growing, especially in Western Europe and in Southeast Asia. This means that by 2050, the Western Europe continent and the continent of Southeast Asia have the oldest population in the world. On the contrary, in the fast-growing regions of the world, like Sub-Saharan Africa or South America, you will see by 2050 a way younger population. So this means, looking at the global map, there will be a need for more chronic care and chronic care treatments in Western Europe and in Southeast Asia, while the acute and young population care will grow in Sub-Saharan Africa and South America. And then the third most important factor, I think, is the continuous global instability we see on the world scale. The geopolitical stress we go through in different regions of the world. Never before there was so many conflicts in so many different regions at the same time in the world. And secondly, the impact of that, and that started already at COVID, on a never normalizing economic situation.
And in this context, what would you say would be the main challenges, particularly when you speak about two different types of evolutions when it comes to the population? Growing older in European countries, growing larger in African countries. They also have different approaches and different resources when it comes to logistics. So how would you see that being addressed?
That's indeed one of the biggest challenges, I think, are hidden today behind what we just said. I think the biggest challenge is, how can we provide healthcare and top healthcare in a growing and accelerating growth of the population? And there is a big showstopper that we see already today, that is that eventually, since COVID, we have lost a lot of healthcare professionals globally. So we have a 35% shortage, chronic shortage of healthcare professionals worldwide, especially in the Western countries. So here you are in a very big disbalance. You need more healthcare while the healthcare provider is decreasing. So this will drive definitely innovation. So that's why now within healthcare, people are looking at new types of treatment, new technologies that can assist a global decrease of healthcare professionals. The second, like you name yourself, the second biggest challenges will be seen in how to bring treatments, how to bring medication to, at this moment, still very difficult to reach areas in the world. If you look at Sub-Saharan Africa, only 3 to 4 airports are at this moment capable of receiving different types of treatments. Cool chain, 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, -8 degrees Celsius, all those type of treatments. That is one. Two, once they arrive at an airport, it's not done yet. We need to reach the last mile. And that is the biggest challenges in Sub-Saharan Africa, for instance. It's not to bring it to an airport as such, it's to get it distributed from out of an airport into a wide region. We should never forget to name Africa. It's the biggest continent of the earth. So it's really a very big challenge.
Frank, who do you believe has the capacity to drive positive change in this area?
Yeah, I think I understand your question. It's an interesting one, actually, because we would like to have a one-stop shop solution in such a situation. But I think the most important stakeholder in this is the stakeholder that collaborates with the other stakeholder. The logistics chain and the supply chain is a very fragmented landscape. You have not all in one solution if you have to do something. So you need different stakeholders that are orchestrated in one standard way to make sure that from manufacturing the treatment or the drug or the vaccine or the therapy to deliver it to the patient, you have at least 5 to 9 to 11 stakeholders involved. So I think who is the one in charge of making this work is that person or that platform or that company that can stimulate an orchestrated collaboration between the different stakeholders.
Frank, you mentioned one trend in innovating in the direction of personalized medicine and advanced therapies. What would you say is the impact on the supply chain and logistics in that area?
It's wide. It's wider than only one thing. So I think if we look at the newest drugs that come to the market, let's name them ATMP, advanced therapy medicinal products that are very, very promising in the treatment of cancer and even in avoiding cancer in the future by creating antibodies in your own body to avoid the cancer. So it's really, I would say, in the last 50 years of medical treatments, it's one of the most innovative breakthroughs we see. So we are sitting really at the front door of the newest innovation, which will change the entire landscape of healthcare treatments. Now, with that comes a price, literally. It has a double price. It's a very expensive treatment, and there is no room for failure because it has also a very high ethical value. This is a one-shot treatment for a patient that is dying of cancer. So if you transport this, you can't make any mistake. On top, it's quite expensive. So for that reason, innovation is very important. The innovation we can learn from that comes from healthcare directly, let's name one, is AI, artificial intelligence. A lot has been talked about, and what is AI and why AI and generative AI. For me, AI is an accelerated use of data and analytics to improve healthcare treatments. Now, if you use this technology to predict supply chain and logistics with enough data resources, then you could say, I have to ship very expensive shipments over a logistics supply chain or over a gateway. Let's test them with an AI machine and predict what would be the outcome if I send it via gateway A, B, or C, or via airline A, B, or C within the current given situation we are in. That's only one of the examples that you can imagine that we could literally and completely copy paste from what is happening in healthcare and then actually learn from it and start to use it in supply chain and logistics.
Frank, thank you for being with us and sharing your perspectives.
Thank you very much.
To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope you found this podcast informative. Stay tuned for more to come. Till next time, all the best to you.
Insights, a podcast by Pharma.Aero.